Marsh, can I say the first part to start the class?
喂，昆塔之音，服务员也聆听。
各位尊敬的奉献者，大家早晨好。今天是2020年3月20日，星期五。我们今天又非常荣幸地邀请到了我们敬爱的 Kavichandra Maharaj， 为我们继续讲述今天的圣典不加梵歌的早课，敬请聆听。Hare Krishna。Hare Krishna Maharaj。
Okay. Jai, Jai Radha Madhava Kunja Vihari. Jai Radha Madhava Kunja Vihari. Gopi Jana Balava Kiri Baradha.Gopi Jana Pala Giri Varada Yashodana Rajajanana Yashodana Rajajanana Yamuna Chiraha Yamuna Chiraha Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Vihari Gopi Jana Balava Giri Varada Gopi Jana Balava Giri Varada Yashoda Nandana Praja Jana RandaYashoda Nandana Raja Jana Rana Yamuna Tira Vanachamani Yamuna Tira Vanachamani Yamuna Madhava Kunja Vihari Hopi Jana BhavavaGopi Jana Balava Giri Varada Yashoda Nandana Prajajana Yashoda Nandana Prajajana Yamuna Jiva Anacha Jaya Radha MadhavaKunja Vihari. All right. Shrimad Bhagavad Gita Ki Jai. This is chapter 10. Now, exactly what verse?
29.
Okay, that's what I thought. That's what I remembered. Om Jnana Timirandasya Gnana Shalakaya.Chaksura Militanya Natasma Shri Chaitanya Manopistam Stapitam Yena Rupa Sayam Rupa Kadamayam Vidati Swapana Vandeham Guru Shri Uta Padakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavam Shri Rupam Sajajatam Sahagana Raghunatan Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvetam Sadvadutam Virjana SahitaKrishna Chaitanya Devam, Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita, Shri Vishakam Vitam Shcha. Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutamaya, Shri Mati Bhakti Vasanta Swamini Ti Namane, Namaste Saraswati Devi, Gaur Avani Pracharane Nirvishesha Sanivadi Pashtre Sadhisa.Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishna Krishna Chaitanya Namani Gora Twishe Namaha E Krishna Karuna Sindhu Vina Bandhu Vidatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Kantana Tapta Kanchana Gorange Vade Vrindavane Shri Visha Banu Sute Devi Pranamami Ravi PriyeBhagavad Gita, chapter 10, text number 29.
今天讲的是《圣典波迦梵歌》第十章的第二十九十节。
Anantaschasminaganam
Varuno
Yadasanmaham
Varuno Yadasanmaham
Pitrinam Ayamachasmi
Pitrinam Ayamachasmi
YamakSamyamataham
YamakSamyamataham
Anantaschasmi Naganam
Anantaschasmi Naganam
Varuno Yadasamaham
Varuno Yadasamaham
Pitrinam Aryama Chasmi
Pitrinam Aryama Chasmi
YamakSamyamataham Aham
Yama Samyam Matam Aham.
You?
Anandas Chasmi Naganam Varuno Yadasam Aham Pitrinam Aryama Chasmi Yama Samyam Matam Aham.
Ananta
字对字 Ananta
Cha also
Cha 也
Ask me I am
Ask me 我是
Why should Naganam
Naganam
of the many hooded serpents
在多头蛇中
Varuna
Varuna
The demigod controlling the water
控制水的半神人
Yadasam
Yadasam
Of all the aquatics
在所有的水生物中
Aham
Aham,
I am.
我是
Pitrinam.
Pitrinam.
Of the ancestors.
在祖先中
Aryama.
Aryama.
Cha also.
Cha 也
Asmi.
Ask me.
I am.
我是
Yama.
Yama.
The controller of death.
死亡的控制者
Samyamatam.
Samyamatam.
Of all regulators.
在所有的执行者中
Yeah. Of the many hooded nagas, I am Ananta. Yeah.
Okay.
Of the many hooded nagas, I am Ananta. And among the aquatics, I am the demigod Varuna. Of departed ancestors, I am Yama. And among the dispensers of death, I am Yama, the lord of death.
译文在多头那个蛇中我是 Ananta 水生物中我是半神人 Varuna 已逝的祖先中我是 Aryama 执法者中我是 Yamaraj 死亡之王
Yautsu Among the many hooded Naga serpents Ananta is the greatest as is the demigod Varuna among the aquatic They both represent Krishna. There is also a plant of Pittas, ancestors, presided over by Aryama, who represents Krishna. There are many living entities who give punishment to the miscreants, and among them, Yama is the chief Yama is situated on the planet near this earthly planet. After death, those who have been very sinful are taken there, and Yama arranges different kinds of punishments for them.
要知，在多头那个蛇中 ，sorry， 在多头那个天蛇中 ，Ananda 最大，水生物中半神人 Varuna 最大，两者都代表了 Krishna， 还有一个祖先星宿由 Aryama 统治，它代表了 Krishna， 有很多惩治恶徒的生物 ，Yamaraja Yama 阎罗王是其首领。亚玛处在离地球不远的星宿上，那些罪大恶极者死后要在那里投生，接受 Yamaraj 对他们的不同的惩罚。
Okay, Srila Prabhupada, again more, they represent Krishna. That means, you know, just like a policeman represents the government, or a king represents God.
那我们在这里面呢就可以看到更多的可以代表 Krishna 的人物，比如说呢像是这个州长，他也可以代表的是这个州政府，然后呢国王有很多的大臣都可以代表国王。
说This Pitriloka is an interesting idea.
那这个 Pitriloka 呢
Pitri means the ancestors.
Pitriloka 是一个挺有意思的一个概念。Pitri 的意思是祖先的意思。
So somehow or other, there is a planet where you can go and be with your ancestors.
所以就有这么一个星宿，这个星宿呢你可以去到那儿，并且和你的祖先在那里会合。
I think it's, you know, for pious people, but
那我认为这个是为
anyway,
这是为虔诚的人准备的。 Sorry, Maharaj.
In the Bhagavatam, there's a story of one king in the Bhagavatam.And he did the first yagya in the, and able to go to the planet of his ancestors.
在圣典不加瓦坛里面呢，就有一位国王的故事。那他是第一位从事这个祭祀的活动，然后呢得以去到祖先的星宿和他的祖先在一起的。
But he realized that was foolish and he gave it up.
但是后来呢，他就意识到这其实是挺蠢的一件事儿，所以他就放弃了。
And Aryama is in charge of that.
Aryama 呢，他就是掌管这个星球的。
And Aryama also, when Yamaraj was cursed and became Vidura.And he was not in his post as Yamaraj, then Aryama took the job.
当you mean Yamaraj is cursed by Vidura, or cursed to be the Vidura?
Yamaraj was cursed by one thing, and he had to take birth as a Sudra, and he's Vidura.
就是当Yamaraj 他得到就是他受到诅咒以后呢，他就必须要以 Sudra 来投生，所以他就成为了 Vidura。 那么在这会儿的时候呢，他的位置就没人去做了，所以呢就由 Aryama 就先带他做 Yamaraj 的这个位置做了一段时间。
So these demigod jobs, they're like jobs. So we list, it's listed in the Bhagavatam, you know, how in different manusDifferent ages, the different, you know, different living entities, different personalities get the job of Indra, they get the job of Varuna.
所以呢，这些半人半神人们的这些都是工作的职位。那么在圣典不加瓦坛里面就描述了， 在不同的玛努的统治期，不同的这个时间段内，都有些什么样的人，他们就是坐上了这个不同的办事人的位置，比如说成为了天地因主啊，成为了瓦如呢。
So the dimensions of Aryama, it says he is the predominating deity of the planet, Petri Loka. He is a somewhat of a demigod.
这 Aryama 呢，他是在 Petri Loka 祖先星宿的主管的神祇。那么，他呢，其实也算是一位办事人。
And by satisfying him, you can help the ghostly family members develop a real body.
通过取悦而压嘛，就可以使在家族里面的还是处于鬼魂状态的这些家庭成员可以得到一具躯体。
Those who are very sinful and attached to their family, house, or village, they don't get a gross body.
You mean those attached to the family and the village?
They don't get a gross body. If they're very attached to their town or their village or their family, they become ghosts. So they
okay,
can stay there
就是,
after they die.
Okay, 就是对于那些特别的依附于自己生前的家庭还有所生活的这个村庄城市的这样的人呢，在他死以后他就没有办法得到一具物质的躯体，然后呢他就会处在鬼魂的状态，然后就可以鬼魂的状态一直留在他之前所依附的那个地方。
So it's not a nice position. So the family members, they offer oblations to Aryama, to satisfy Lord Vishnu.
所以鬼魂呢并不是一个 Sir Mark, you finish?
You know, the son of the deceased father, he'll go to Gaia and he'll offer puja to Vishnu to help his ancestors.
But through Aryama, right? Through Aryama.
They can be to Aryama, can be directly to Vishnu.
OK, 所以因为这个鬼魂的这种状态可不是一个挺舒服的状态。那么所以呢就是还在世的这些家庭成员他们为了要解救处于鬼魂的这个这个家人呢他们就会向阿里亚玛供奉或者说直接向主 Vishnu 供奉然后以取悦他们。那比如说他们就会到 Gaia 这个地方。然后呢，去进行这个供奉的 puja 供奉的仪式。
And again, if someone is a devotee and they're offering prasadam all the time and everything, it's much better than all these other things.
但是如果要是有奉献者，家庭成员要是有奉献者一直在不断的供奉 prasadam 的话。那么这样的供奉呢，就比其他的那些供奉的祭品要强很多。
All right, and then let's see what else is mentioned here. So they represent Krishna because anyone that's in charge of something or in the topmost position.It represents Krishna. Krishna puts them in that position because of pious or sometimes not pious. Like big demons also get in charge because they did tapasya.
那么在任何一个领域中，掌管这个领域的那位领导，其实他都代表着 Krishna。因为是 Krishna 赋予了他这样的一个力量让他可以去做这件事情。那么有的时候呢并不是说是所有的就是 从事虔诚活动的人才能够成为这个代表。那么恶魔他也是被赋予了力量的。
And Varuna is one of the main demigods. He's in charge of all the planets.
Varuna 他是一位很Varuna 他是一位非常主要的办事人，他所管理的呢是所有的水生物。
And in many ancient cultures, they know about these demigods. They just have different names.
很多的古老的文化都是很熟悉这些半神人的，但只不过各种各样不同的文化给这些半神人以不同的命名。
So Yamaraj is the most very famous demigod.
Yamaraj 呢是一位非常著名的半神人。
Even in Japan, there's temples of Yamaraj.
即使在日本，我们有一个专门崇拜 Yamaraj 的庙。
Of course, he has a different name.
当然了，他的这个名字并不是 Yamaraj。
So, in Singapore, there's one, like a theme park about the hellish planets, and they show many different judges, you know, decide where the sinful people go and which hellish planet they go to and how they get punished.
在新加坡呢，就有一个关于地狱的主题公园，那么在这里面呢，就展现了好多的审判官。来审判这个人们应该去到哪一层的地狱。
So it said that Yamaraj is the busiest of all the demigods.
这里面说呢，Yamaraj 他是所有半神人中最忙的一位。
He's overworked because his sinful people keep coming back again and again, and he has to keep punishing him again and again.
因为呢，就是这些有罪之人呢，就是在不断的犯罪，然后不断的再被送回到他那儿。所以说呢 ，Yamaraj 的这个工作量是非常的繁重的，因为要不断的去给他们重新的进行审判。
So this story how he was cursed by one Muni.
那么有一次呢，Yamaraj 他就被一位 Muni 诅咒了。
Because of something he did.As a young boy.
诅咒他的原因呢，是因为他是一个小男孩的时候做了一件事儿。
He got arrested somehow mistake, but and was killed by the government. And then it was said because when he was a child, he took some insect and ripped it in half.So he got ripped in half.
Sorry, Maharaj, I didn't get it. You mean, Maharaj, when
he had picked up some insect and ripped it in half, like children do, boys do it. I don't know if girls do
that.
But boys do that.
Mm-hmm.
Modern girls probably do it also.
就是这个 Maharaj 他是一个小男孩的时候，他就淘气。然后呢，他就弄死了一个，就是一些昆虫。那么就像这个小男孩，其实都会干这个事儿。可能现在的这个，就在当今年的小女孩，可能也会淘这样的气。
So he cursed Yamaraj to become take birth as a sudra in the earth.
所以呢，这位 Muni 他就诅咒了 Yamaraj 要在地球星宿投生为一位 sudra。
So, but actually, you know, Yamaraj is beyond being cursed, but it was so he could have a holiday.
但事实上呢 ,Yamaraj 他其实是可以不被，就是他是超越于被诅咒的，但是呢他这样一来呢就可以休个假。
So he was able to take birth as Vidura. and associate with Krishna and the Pandavas and serve the Pandavas and serve Krishna. So that was a very nice holiday for him.
所以呢，他就可以投身为 Vidura， 这样他就可以得到与 Pandava 五兄弟以及和 Krishna 的联谊，从而能够服务 Pandava 兄弟们以及 Krishna。所以这对他来，这对于他来讲呢，是一个非常好的假期。
He's a judge. A judge is a very hard work, you know, very strenuous, not pleasant work. Sending people to hell.
Because originally, he was one who was sent to the lower level to the high level. So this work is very difficult, and it is not so happy.
But actually, you know, the hellish.Tortures is a reformation to help people to give up their sinful mentalities.
但是呢，地狱的这种折磨其实是帮助人们能够放弃他们的罪恶的这种心态。
So we'll carry on just because we're just finding out all the leaders of all kinds of things in the universe.From these verses, and learning about the person.
所以，如果我们要是一直不断的去读这一个章节里面的这些师节呢，我们就可以了解到，在这个宇宙上的各个部门的这些领导。
Okay, so the next verse is Pavana Pavatam Asmi Rama Shastra Vitamaham.Jasanam Makaras Jasmi Shurtasam Asmi Janavi.
Sorry, Maharaj, which verse? Which verse are you reading?
Just the next verse, 30.
Okay, okay.
Oh no, that was 31. Just a minute. That was 31.
Yeah,
we want to read 30.Praladas chasmi daichanam, pala kalayat maham, mriganam cha mrigendoham, vena teyat chapakshinam.
第三十世界。
Among the daichanam, I am the devoted Pralad. Among the subduers, I am time. Among beasts, I am the lion. And among birds, I am Garuda.
在 daitya.恶魔中我是虔诚的 Pralad， 在征服者中我是时间，在走兽中我是狮子，在飞禽中我是 Garuda。
Alright, these are famous people.
这些也都是非常著名的人物。
Among the Daitya demons are Pralad. Diti and Aditi are two sistersThe sons of Aditi are called Adityas, and the sons of Diti are called Daityas. All the Adityas are devotees of the Lord, and all the Daityas are atheists. Although Pralad was born in the family of the Daityas, he was a great devotee from his childhood. Because of his devotional service and godly nature, he is considered a representative of Krishna.
要知阿迪提和阿迪提是两姐妹，阿迪提之子叫做阿迪提，阿迪提之子叫做戴提。所有的阿迪提都是主的奉献者，而所有的戴提都是无神论者。虽然帕拉德出生于迪提之家，他却从童年起就是一位非常伟大的奉献者，因为他的奉爱服务和神圣的本质，他被认为是 Krishna 的代表。
So of course, Pralad.Very, very famous.
当然 ，Pralad Maharaj 是非常非常的有名的。
So we've all heard so much about him.
因为我们大家都听到了很多的关于他的信息。
And you know, many devotees have trouble with their family. Family doesn't want them to be a devotee.
但是呢，其实很多的奉献者和他们的家人之间都有很多的麻烦，因为呢，家人也不太喜欢他们成为奉献者，
usually it's not quite as serious as Prahlad. His father wanted to kill him. He tried every way to kill him because he was a devotee.
但是通常呢，奉献者和他们家人之间的这种争执呢，不会大到像帕拉德玛拉智和他的父亲之间，这样震撼。因为帕拉德玛拉智的父亲呢，甚至是想杀死他。
But we know many stories of devotees whose fathers offered him so much money to not be a devotee.
我们也知道有很多奉献者。都经历过这样的体验，就是他们的父亲为了不让他们成为奉献者，然后呢就提出要给他们一大笔钱来诱惑他们。
Or sometimes they cut off their inheritance, you know, because they were a devotee. They had a rich father, but the father didn't give him anything when he died because they're devotees.
而且还有一些奉献者呢，就是由于他是奉献者，然后呢，他的父亲一生气呢，就把他的继承权就给切断了。
So many, you know, devotees ask, "What can I do?"
So 有很多奉献者都会听。
My family doesn't want to be a devotee. How can I preach to them?
So 有很多奉献者都会问这样的问题，就是。我该怎么办呀？我的家人根本就不想成为奉献者，那我怎么和他们进行交流和接触呢？我怎么向他们来传教呢？
But we see from the example of Prahlad, like, see when he was so powerful and all of Hiranyakashipu's attempts to kill him didn't work. He said, "Where did you get this power?"
但是呢，我们就是可以从帕拉德玛哈拉智这里。得到很多的启示。那么 Prahlad Maharaj 呢，他是非常的有力量的。那么 Hiranyakashipu 用各种各样的方法来杀死他，都没有办法杀死他。所以他这些力量是从哪儿来的呢？
And he said, "Same place you did. I got from Vishnu."
然后Prahlad Maharaj 的父亲说，我的这个力量和您的力量的源泉是一样的，我是从主 Vishnu 那里得到的力量。
But then Hiranyakashipu became so angry and he just wanted to kill Prahlad right away.
这样一听可把Hiranyakashipu 给激怒了，他想立刻就杀死 Prahlad。
Sometimes it's better not to preach to the family members who are against Krishna.
那有的时候呢，我们就有的时候呢，所以我们就不会像。反对 Krishna 的家人去进行传说，那么我们只是为他们祈祷。
And then, of course, among subduers, I am time.
那当然，还有就是，在这个征服者中，我是时间。
Time is Krishna.
时间就是 Krishna.
Very powerful.
Right? 所以呢，也是非常的强悍的。Yes.
So, after Arjuna is in the universal form, said, "Who are you?"
Sorry, Marj, I didn't hear. Could you say it again? Broken.
After Arjuna saw the universal form, he asked Krishna, "Who are you?"
当 Arjuna 他看到了主 Krishna 的宇宙形象的时候，他就问Krishna， 您是谁？
And Krishna said, "I am time."
然后 Krishna 说我是时间。
All devout and they have come to engage everyone.
因为呢，他是非常的强悍的，因为他是会，最后是会收编所有的人的。
So time is, you know, it's all just something is happening, but Krishna enters as time factor.Everything starts to happen. Everyone starts to move. Everyone starts to hurry up. As soon as time is present, everyone is busy.
因为是在时间的影响之下呢，使所有的一切都在运动之中，所以一切都在这个急急忙忙的赶促的这样的一种状态下，所以只要有时间的显现，所有的人都变得忙活了起来。
So, Krishna says that I am time a few times.
所以 Krishna 说我是时间。
All powerful, no one can stop time.
没有人能够击败时间，所以时间呢，它是具有全然的力量的。
The time is, you know, different.Are different entities. Some live very long, some live short, but time is running out for all of us.
在不同的生物体中呢，时间它所展现的这个时长是不一样的。那有些这个生物体呢，它可能这个生活的时间是很短的，但是也有一些生物体呢，它的生命是非常漫长的。但是呢，时间它会影响所有的人。
Time is Krishna. It's the most powerful force. You know, in due course of time, I was reading about the 12th canto yesterday, so Bhumi Devi, she says, you know, all these great kings, people rule the whole world, great civilizations, but now they're forgetting. Time just eliminates everything. Everything comes and goes.
Because time is...会影响一切，也会使一切都处在局限的状态下，使一切都会来了又走了。那么马尔说呢，我昨天在读《圣典不教法谈》第一篇，那么其中读到了这个 Bhumi Devi 的话。那 Bhumi Devi 他就讲，就是虽然我们现在有这么多的国王，有这么多的神勇之士，但是呢，所有的人都是在时间的运作下来去来了又走了。
So we should remember that, you know, and if we, you know, we often think, I don't have time to serve Krishna, I don't have time to chant. The time is, so if we really love Krishna, we'll have plenty of time.
所以呢，我们必须要记住这一点， Krishna 它是时间。那其实我们经常会有这样一个借口，就是说我特别的忙，我根本就没时间，我也没有时间念诵。但是如果我们真的要是爱 Krishna 的话，那我们其实就会意识到，其实我们有很多时间的，因为时间就是它。
And Prabhupada often mentions Chakri Pandit said, "Time wasted time, it cannot be recovered."
舍尔帕帕也经常告诫我们，如果我们要是把时间浪费掉了，这时间就再也找不回来了。
So, we don't waste time.
所以呢，我们不要浪费时间。
If we're not serving Krishna, then it's just useless waste of time.
所以如果我们要是没有去服务 Krishna 的话，其实我们就是在我们其实就浪费了我们的时间。
So when Arjuna at the universal form and Arjuna, I am time, the great destroyer of the world.
Marge, please hold on, because your voice is very broken. I don't know if it's because of your side or my side. Please allow me to check with Sati Manaji. Sati Manaji, 我这边听 Marge 的那个声音特别特别的端虚，我不知道是我的原因还是是什么原因呢？
You're coming clear to me.
听 Marge 那边没有端虚是吧？
嗯。
那就是没问题说。Yeah, no, Amarj, please allow me to change a different way to connect with my Wi-Fi.
Okay.
sorry, sorry, 不好意思啊，对不起大家，我因为刚才换了一个连接的方式，然后看看能不能听得稍微清楚一点。Maharaj, please.
Okay, so Krishna says, when Arjuna asked him, and this is Bhagavad Gita, chapter 11, text 32, Kausmiham Lokachaya Krit Pravida. Time I am time, the great destroyer of the worlds.
Is chapter 11, verse number 32, right?
32, yeah.
32, yeah. 那所以呢，这个当Arjuna 看到主 Krishna 的宇宙形象的时候，主 Krishna 对 Arjuna 说我就是时间，世界最大的毁灭者，我在这里要毁灭所有的人，除了你们看到我之外，这里是双方的士兵都将丧生。这是《佛家梵歌》第十一篇的第32节。
And I've come to destroy all people.
他说呢，我来到这儿是要毁灭所有的人的。
Except the founder.
除了你们。
So time destroys everything, even great mountains, great civilizations, powerful people. Everybody has their time.
所以说呢，这个时间它是会毁灭所有的一切的，无论是巍峨雄山还是伟大的人物，所有的一切都会有它自己所存在的时间段。
All right, and then what else is this? I think that's all for that verse, right?
Yeah, and also.
Oh, Garuda.
Garuda, yes.
The lion is called the king of the animals.
然后呢，在这节诗里面还提到了，狮子是百兽之王。
In the jungle, the lions are very powerful, and other animals are afraid of them.
在丛林里面，和其他的动物相比呢，狮子是最凶猛的。
But even the lion has to work very hard to get food. They chase the animals and the animals get away.
但是呢，就连狮子，它为了要得到食物，它也必须要非常的努力的去捕食才可以。那么它好不容易捕到的这个食物呢，也可能会跑掉。
And among birds, I am Garuda.
然后呢，在飞禽中呢，我是 Garuda。
So I know a lot about Garuda, also he's very famous.
那我们大家也听了很多的关于 Garuda 的信息呢，他也是非常的著名的。
I'm in Indonesia now, and Garuda is like the national symbol of the country, practically.
我现在这会儿呢在印尼。我现在这会儿在印尼，那 Garuda 它就好像是这个国家的国鸟一样。
One of the main souvenirs of the place is a Garuda. One of the main souvenirs people get is a Garuda statue.
那在这个地方呢，很多人他如果是想买这个纪念品的话，他就会买的是 Garuda 的一个小的雕像。或者是跟 Garuda 相关的一个物品。
You know, in Mayapur, that Garuda, it's outside the temple room. That comes from Bali.
comes from where?
From Bali, Indonesia.
Bali, 那么在这个 Mayapur 我们知道这个庙外面呢就摆放着 Garuda， 那么这尊 Garuda 呢它就是来自于印度尼西亚的巴黎的。
So in this part of the world, Garuda is famous. In Thailand, Garuda is a symbol of the government.
所以呢，在世界的这一片地方呢 ，Garuda 是非常的有名的。在泰国呢 ，Garuda 它所代表的是政府，是政府的象征。
If your business is approved, then you can put Garuda, big Garuda, on your wall. Then everybody knows this is a bona fide business.
如果就是你的这个生意拿到了这个许可证以后呢，你就可以把 Garuda 的这个像呢挂在墙上，然后大家都知道你的这个生意是合理合法的，是正宗的。
So when Garuda, he carries Lord Vishnu, he can go extremely fast.
所以当 Garuda 他扛着主 Vishnu 的时候呢，他飞的是非常的快的。
So we find him in the Bhagavatam a lot. Sometimes when Krishna rides on Garuda,
在圣典不加瓦坛里面呢，我们也会读到 Krishna 有的时候骑着的 Garuda 的描述。
And even though he's a Vaishnava, he eats fish and he eats snakes.
Sorry, even he's a Vaishnava, he's what?
He's a Vaishnava. He's a Vaishnava devotee of Vishnu, but he eats fish and he eats snakes.
OK, 虽然说 Garuda 他是主 Vishnu 的一位奉献者，但是呢他也会吃鱼，然后也会吃蛇。
Because he's an eagle bird, and that's what they eat. So for that body,
因为呢他是处在一只老鹰的形象的这样一个大鸟的这样的一个躯体中，所以呢当他处在这样一个躯体里面的时候呢，是可以吃鱼吃蛇的。
Sometimes the sahajas in Bengal and they'll say, well, Garuda eats fish, so we can also eat fish.
那有的时候呢，在孟加拉的这些 sahaja 感情用事感伤者，他们就会说，那既然 Garuda 都吃鱼，那我也可以吃鱼。
But that's not, doesn't apply for human bodies.
但是问题是当人处在人类的这个躯体里面的时候呢，他就不能这么做。
In prasadam. So, anyway, Garuda is very special.
因为人的躯体里面的时候呢，这个人他应该吃的就是 prasadam。但无论如何呢， Garuda 他是很特别的一个人物。
There's a story one time Garuda was getting very proud that he's powerful, almost as powerful as Vishnu.
那有这么一个故事，就讲述的是 Garuda 他有一次就变得骄傲了，因为他的处在这个权势都快跟主 Vishnu 平起平坐了。
And he was thinking, you know, Vishnu has to ride on me, and he was getting puffed up.
然后就在想，主 Vishnu 他都必须得骑着我，所以呢他就有点膨胀。
So Vishnu wanted to destroy his pride.
所以主 Vishnu 呢就想敲打他的骄傲，打碎他的骄傲。
So he said, "Can I rest my arm on your shoulder? I'm tired."
Sorry, Maharaj. He said he
asked Garuda, "Can I rest my arm on your shoulder, because I'm tired."
Okay, okay. 然后呢，他就问 Garuda， 他说呢，我是不是能够把我的这个肩膀放在你的这个臂膀上面，把我的胳膊放在你的肩膀上？
I'll hold you up.
那 Garuda 说，当然了。
I'll hold you up.
当然了。
Don't worry. Like sometimes if somebody's got a bad leg or something, and they put their arm on.Somebody else's shoulder, and they help hold them up, you know.
那就像有的时候，就这个画面是这样的。就比如说，有的人他有的时候他这个摔坏了，把腿摔坏了，然后呢，他就会把他的这个胳膊吊在另外一个人的这个肩膀上， 然后这样让另外一个人支撑着他。
And Guru just said, "Of course, I'll give up." You know.
然后，格鲁的就说呢，当然了，我得扶着您。
So he put his arm on his shoulder, and gradually his arm got heavier and heavier.
所以呢，主为什么他就把他的肩膀就放在了格鲁，就把他的这个胳膊放在了格鲁的肩膀上。然后呢，胳膊就变得越来越重，越来越重，越来越重。
And Garuda was really straining to try to hold it up, and finally he just was getting pushed down.
然后Garuda 呢，他就一直要这么挺着，然后使劲让自己坚持着，能够扛得住主维什努的肩膀的这个胳膊。然后最终呢，他扛不住了，他就又摔倒了。
So then he realized his power is given to him by Vishnu. He's not independently powerful.
然后呢，他就意识到了，其实他的这个力量呢是由主 Krishna 给予他的，他自己其实又没有这个力量。
Okay, so Garuda is, you know, wonderful, and he's like the king of.There's no bird, other bird that compares to Garuda.
所以呢 ，Garuda 呢，它是非常的神勇的，没有任何一只鸟能够和Garuda 相提并论。
Of course, a lion. Usually, devotees when they see a lion, they think of the Shringadev.
通常来说呢，当奉献者看到一就是一想起狮子的时候呢，就会想起主尼辛克德。
Okay, so as
yes,
see, because we said you had a lot of questions left over from Wednesday.
Oh, okay. Let me see. Yeah, there is one question. 对，就是我们因为周三的 Maharaj 的晚上的课的时候呢，还有一些问题，我看到了啊。Maharaj 先回答这些问题。第一个问题呢是来自于 Radha Ananda Mataji 的 ，Hare Krishna， 深深的顶拜敬爱的 Guru Maharaj， 请问，只要是为了至尊主 Krishna 所做的一切活动都属于奉爱瑜伽，可以这样理解吗？This question is from Radha Ananda Mataji. She's asking.Hare Krishna, please accept my very humble obeisances to you, Srila Gurudev. So my question is that if it's true that all the activities what are done for pleasing the Supreme Lord, that will be counted as the Bhakti Yoga. Is that the right way to understand it?Whatever activities do for Lord Krishna can be considered as the Bhakti Yoga. Is that right?
As long as it's bona fide activity, you know. Like we can't sit while I'm getting drunk for Krishna or something.
但是这个活动呢，对，但是这些活动呢，都必须得是真正的去取悦 Krishna 的这个活动，它才能够被认为是奉爱瑜伽，不能够说是，比如说我喝醉了，我喝酒也是为了要让是为了 Krishna 而喝的，那么这就不算了。
We have to know what pleasing to Krishna.
然后我们必须要知道什么的活动能够让 Krishna 开心。
Not whimsically offering something Krishna that Krishna doesn't like.
而不是说我们异想天开的去做一些事情，说这是给 Krishna 干的，为 Krishna 做的。
But so if we do what is really pleasing to Krishna, which we learn from Guru, Shastra, and Sadhu, then that's Bhakti.
所以说呢，我们就必须要从 Guru 经典和圣人那里去真正的学到什么样的活动能够取悦主 Krishna， 那这样的活动才是属于奉爱瑜伽。
like Krishna says in chapter 9 of the Bhagavad Gita, you know, whatever you do, whatever offering you do, whatever austerity, everything, do this as an offering to me.
然后呢，Krishna 在《薄伽梵歌》第九章里面就说呢，无论你做什么，无论你从事什么苦行，无论你这个供奉什么，你都把它作为是对我所从事的一个职责。
Okay.
Yes. So the next question from 云云 Mataji， 请问老师，为什么理论上知道了灵魂在不同的躯体反复投生？但现实中内心又很难接受这一点，比如我们真的在所有的躯体中都投生过吗？比如说水生物、植物、动物，再是人类，这样慢慢提升。 OK, the question is that how come that theoretically I understand that the souls will passing through the different type of species and repeatedly in my mind, it's really hard for me to truly accept this. For example, do we truly pass through all kinds of body forms? See, for example, have we ever become the aquatics, become plants, become animals, and then gradually we get the human body?So is that kind of gradual involvement?
That's what scripture says.
这个是经典所说的。
By the mercy of devotees, you know, like Prabhupada said, if an animal eats prasadam, they can get a human, even a duck or something. They can skip over some of the normal...
薛拉爸爸说呢，就是由于一位奉献者的仁慈，然后呢，他给即使是一个动物，比如说猫啊和狗啊，然后吃了 prasadam， 然后从而使得这个吃了 prasadam 这个动物呢，它得以得到一具人的躯体，从而使它可以跨越它本来要经历的那些经历的这些不同的生物的形式。
So we should understand this human life is a very rare gift and we should take advantage of it.
所以呢我们要所以我们要意识到我们的这个人类的这个躯体呢是一个非常特别的礼物，所以呢我们要很好的利用它，而不要想当然的就把它给浪费掉了。
But scripture says we've been in all these different, we don't remember any.
而且经典里面也说了，我们经历了各种各样的躯体的形式，各种各样的生命的形式，但是我们把这些事儿都给忘记了。
Animals don't perceive things the same way humans do. They just live in.Some people can remember their previous human births, but they don't remember the animal births. Three births.
Sorry, Mara, you mean about for some of the living beings, they do remember their previous human births, but they cannot remember whatever the births they are in the other.
Yeah, they never remember their animal. Nobody ever remembers an animal birth.
那就是说是就是这个动物和人类之间它其实有不同的感知的这种方式。那么动物人呢，他有的时候有的人他是能够记住他前生的，他的前生作为人的那些生世，但是没有任何一个人他记住他之前的这个生世是其他的生命形式，比如说他是个动物的状态，他这个他是不会记住的。
So they might think, well, I've always been a human being, you know. No, not true.
I didn't hear it clearly. Could you say it again? Sorry.
Someone may think, you know, I'm just always human and I'll be human in the next life and, you know.
Okay. 但是有的人呢，他可能他会自己觉得，那我一直都是人，我始终都徘徊在这个各种各样的人类的这个投生之中，但其实这不是这样的。
Okay.
Yeah. So there were two questions for the Maharaj. There are more questions for this morning. You have time?
Okay.
The first question is from Ishvari Mataji. 顶拜孤乳，我们生生世世有那么多的父母，那我们的祖先就一个吗？祖先在哪一世的祖先呢？Please accept my very humble obeisances because we have many, many, many births. So in that case, we have lots of parents. But for the ancestors, do we have only one ancestor or for whatever the ancestor refer here, it's from which birth?
I heard the first part.
Okay, well, she's asking that because we have many births from many different parents, so how many ancestors do we have? Ancestors, do we have only one ancestors? And also the ancestor is from which birth?
Ancestors, no, millions, I guess.
Sorry?
No. From all of them. You know, had them again and again. Now we have from this life. And so.
Sorry, you mean that we have different ancestors, we only have one ancestor?
I don't know all the details of these things. You know, we've had, in each birth, we have ancestors.
Uh-huh.
No. But then it's, so, I guess, finished at the end of that life, you know. Then we get a different family and we're connected to different ancestors.
So for that ancestor loka, just to have all of the ancestors there. So if we go there, we just meet all of the ancestors. Then
no, we get the ancestors from this life. And the Petri loka, I can't understand how it works. But somehow or other, Krishna can do anything, you know.
Okay. 就是您这问题呢，问的是一个。Okay. 就是伊舒尔玛大姐，您这问题呢，问的是一个非常的深奥的问题。那马尔是说呢，他也不是特别能够知道这个 Pitra Loka 它到底是怎么个运作法的。那么呢，我们能够唯一理解的就是这个Krishna 他是非常的不可思议的，所以呢，他是可以让一切的事情都发生的。那么所以刚才我就问 Maharaj， 就是我们如果是去到这个Pitra Loka 的时候，所见到那个 ancestor 那个祖先应该是哪一位祖先？那他说呢，就是我们在这一世，如果是去到了那个祖先的星球的话，那见到的那个祖先就是我们在这一世所追寻的那位祖先。但实际上是我们每一个世，就是我们每投生一世都会有不同的祖先。
Because you're,
so that, yeah.
You know, can't explain it, but somehow or other it can happen. Because someone has desire. Many people have this, that they think, you know, when I die, I'm going to join my grandfather, I'm going to join this or that, I'm going to be with my, you know,And it can be done, but only very pious people who have done the proper yagyas and stuff can go there, not just anyone.
那就比如说哈，就是这个很多人他都有这样的一种愿望，就是说，哎呀，我希望等我这个死了以后呢，我能够再去和我的祖父相见，或者说是跟我的某一位亲人相见。但事实上，并不是说是每一个人都能够达到这样的愿望的，只有那些真正的进行了去为祖先进行这个祭祀的这种祭祀的活动的人，他才有可能去见到他的祖先和他祖先在一起，或者家人在一起。
the better that we want to be with our supreme original ancestor, Krishna, then we can go to his planet.
所以呢，我们最好的这种愿望呢，是我们能够回到我们的至尊的最原初的祖先那里，也就是回到 Krishna 那里，然后这样的话，我们就可以去到 Krishna 所在的星宿了。
That's what you know the Bhakti Yoga process is about, to realize, you know, we're all part and parcel of Krishna. All these other ancestors, it's all illusory, not real.
那这其实这也是我们 Bhakti 瑜伽奉盖瑜伽要休息的一点，也就是说呢，我们要意识到我们是主 Krishna 的不可分割的一部分，那我们其实和他其实才是真正的连接在一起。而所有的其他的那些所谓的祖先们呢，其实都是一种虚幻，他们并不是真实的。
So like in the story of Maharaj Chitraketu, you know, when the dead child came back alive, the parents were so excited.
那就比如说像 Chitraketu Maharaj 的这个死而复生的这个孩子。又出现在他们的面前的时候，整个这个家庭都变得很兴奋。
Yeah, child said, "Why are you so excited?"
然后这个孩子就问他：“你们为什么这么兴奋呢？”
He said, "You know, we're your mother and your father, and you know, you came back to life, and oh, they were so excited."
然后国王和王后就说：“我们是你的父母呀，你现在又活过来了，我们实在太开心了，太兴奋了。”
And then the child said, "Which mother and which father? I've had so many mothers and fathers."
然后这孩子就说：“您指的是哪一位爸爸，哪一位妈妈呀？我已经经历了这么多父母亲了。”
What's the big fuss all about?
所以呢，这有什么可大惊小怪的呢？
And in the Shiva's Pandit, during one kirtan, his son died, and Lord Chaitanya made him come back.
有一次在 Shiva's 的家中进行 kirtan 的时候呢，他的儿子去世了，然后主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 呢，后来让这个孩子又活了过来。
And he said kind of the same thing, you know, I've read so many verses, and now this one is finished, and I'm moving on. And then the family all became more self-realized. They realized the soul.
那么然后这个孩子呢，他其实他讲述的也是类似的这个话题，就说呢，那么现在这一生已经这个结束了，而且呢，他都已经经历了这么多的这个生死。那么当他讲完了这一番话的时候呢，使得这个家里面一些成员也都变成了觉悟的灵魂。
All right. 好吗？
Yeah. 好吗？好。The next question from Hare Krishna Mataji. 顶拜咕噜，是不是临死时想着 Krishna 就会在隧道的尽头接我们呢？我们又如何能够记起前世或者在下一世记得此事呢？男翻译和家人们 please accept my very humble basis. So my question is that if it's true, in the end of the life, if we can put our thoughts on Lord Krishna, then for the last moment, Lord Krishna can be there to pick us up. And how can we remember the previous life or how to make the next step to remember this life? Thank you.
Can you repeat that, the last part, the question?
Yeah, she's asking that how to remember the how to remember the previous life or how to make the next life to remember the current life?
We don't care about that.
就是关于这个是不是记得起前世或者是下一世记得起此世的这件事情，我们是不关注的。
It's, we want to think about the future life in the spiritual world.
因为我们希望我们的
将我们的
首先呢，就是我们有很多很多的过去的生日，而且我们是希望我们的将来呢是生活在灵性世界里的。
So it's not important to remember them. We want to remember Krishna.
所以说呢，就是在前世都有些什么，或者在下一世、在这一世都有些什么，这个我们不需要去记住，我们想要记住的是 Krishna。Marsh, she's also asking that she's asking that if for the last moment of the life before we die, if we remember Krishna, then after we die, if Krishna will be there to pick us up.
That's what Krishna says, for one who remembers me at the time of death, he comes.
那么就是关于说是不是临死时想着 Krishna, 就会有 Krishna 在那接我们。那么这是 Krishna 他在国家梵歌里面的承诺。
That's why we want to practice remembering Krishna now.
就是在对任何一个在临死的时候记住我的人，他就会到我这里来。那也就是为什么我们现在就要使劲练习着去记住 Krishna。
We want to practice in this life remembering Krishna, so that at the time of death we'll also remember Krishna.
所以呢，我们就是希望能够在这一世能够使劲练习着能够记住 Krishna, 然后呢以确保我们在死亡的那一刻也能够记住他。The next question?
Alright.
The next question、
yeah.
is from a devotee. She's asking, 顶拜 Guru, 经典说半神人投生人是通过雨水谷物男人吃了存在身体里的人投生人经过这个途径吗？经典说半身人投生人。Well, please accept my humble obeisances. According to the Sastra, it is said that for the demigod to get the birth of the human body, they need to eat the grain. They need to eat the grain, which is watering by the rain.Then this type of grain to be eaten by the man, then they can, and then they will get the birth of the human. So if the human life also needs to go through this path. Sorry. Let me paraphrase this again.对不起啊，这句话我有点翻译的不太清楚，我再试着再给 Mars 再重新说一遍。经典说半身人投生人是通过雨水谷物里、男人吃了存在身体里的。萨蒂玛姐，我说不清楚了，你能帮我一下吗
？Hare Krishna， 你说的意思就是我们经典当中不是说通过这雨水谷物，然后存到男子的精液里，然后再。就是半身人的投生是这样一个过程。他问人投生成人是不是也要经过这个途径？
我知道，就是这个是男人吃了雨水的这个。
就是通那个不是他通过雨水，就半身人通过雨水降到陆地，然后再通过谷物传到男子的精液当中嘛。男子吃了谷物之后，然后这样的。
对，但是妈是说他不知道，就是这个他刚才听了，然后他就说呢，他其实他对这个问题他不知道怎么回答。
那稍等，我看一下这博家凡哥第几世界啊？
I don't know the details of all this.
呀呀，马尔说呢，他就是不是特别的清楚关于这一个方面的细节。
We want to think about how one can get spiritual, how one can get a spiritual body is by surrendering to Krishna.
嗯，而且我们要关心的事情呢，就是我们如何能够
other bodies.
对，而且我们要关心的事情呢，就是我们如何能够通过皈依 Krishna 而得到一个灵性的躯体。那么我们得到其他的各种各样的躯体这件事情，其实对于我们来说是不需要去关心的。
Yes.
Marge, there was more questions. 就是这位奉献者，不好意思啊，就是您的这句话，我待会儿再查一下经典，看是怎么说的，然后呢，我再研究一下，然后再跟 Marge 讲。我先看下面的这个问题啊。下面这个问题呢，是来自于云月妈她记得，鬼魂的寿命有多长呢？下月就是清明节了，怎么用伟大的方式过这个节？Marge, the next question is from Yun Yun Mataji. She is saying that she's asking how long the ghost can last for. And also, because the next month, the beginning of the next month will be the festival to worship the ancestor in China. So she's asking what will be the right Vedic way to celebrate this festival.
More kirtan and offer that and prasadam to your ancestors.
对，那么在我们过清明节的时候呢，我们就应该向我们的祖先去供奉 kirtan 还有 prasadam， 我们要有很多的 kirtan。
When you offer prasadam to them, they get freed from it if they have a group.
因为当你把 prasadam 给他们吃的时候呢，他们就能够从这个鬼魂的躯体里面解脱。
That is the way you worship your ancestors. You don't worship the ancestors. You worship Krishna for the benefit of your ancestors.
对，其实这个是这个要点啊，就是其实我们不是要去崇拜祖先，而是我们要崇拜 Krishna， 然后通过崇拜 Krishna 使我们的祖先获益。
No, because, you know, things get lost in due course of time. So in the Vedic culture, people worship Vishnu for the benefit of their ancestors. But gradually, people start worshiping the ancestor, thinking the ancestor is, you know, say worshiping the ancestor, same as worshiping Vishnu. So we offer prasadam to Krishna and offer that prasadam, just like we offer prasadam to anybody.We offer to the ancestors, and then the ancestors get benefit.
因为从伟达的就是从伟达历史上来说呢，人们开始实际上他是要崇拜主威士努，然后呢，通过崇拜主威士努的这件事情，使得祖先能够得到益处。但是慢慢的呢，就变成了人们他就不再去崇拜主威士努，而是崇拜直接就崇拜这个祖先了。所以呢，我们要做的事情呢，就是崇拜主 Krishna， 然后呢，向主 Krishna 供奉供奉食物，然后把供奉过的这个食物 prasadam， 像派给所有的奉献者那样来派给我们的 prasadam 这个祖先，然后从而使祖先能够获益。Then she's also asking how long the ghost can last, and or means about what is the lifespan of the ghost?
No specific lifespan, just like for people, you don't know. Some people live a few, you know, minutes. Some people live 150 years.There's no hard and fast rule.
那么关于这个鬼魂的这个寿命呢，其实是没有一个硬性的一个说法的。就是有的鬼魂它可能也就存在几分钟，有的鬼魂呢它可能要存在很长很长的这个时间。这个是依据个人的情况而定的。 The next question from Yang. Sir Marge, please go ahead.
Okay.
Yeah, the next question from Yang Guilan Mataji. 顶拜咕噜顶拜请问我们说的是仪式是指作为人的仪式，还是投生在动物躯体内也算是灵魂的仪式吗？还是到星球毁灭时这么长的时间我们一直在轮回投生，是不是只要接受到奉爱瑜伽就按照840万种生物自然在进化？Please accept and very humble basis. My question is that when we say about the one life, is that each of the births will consider as a one life? If we get the birth in the animal's body, that is also considered as a one life, right? Or,
yeah.
他这个首先呢，就是说你这个仪式，就是你只要投生仪式就算是仪式。就在这个动物的这个躯体里面，它也算是仪式。那 the next part is that 还是到星球毁灭时这么长时间，我们一直在轮回投生。Or from the creation to the destruction during the whole time, because we are repeatedly to have the birth and the birth again. So all of these births are considered as a one lifetime.And as long as we are not to get in touch with Bhakti Yoga, then we do need to get the birth from the 840 million of the species, then to evolve from one after another.
Something like that.
差不多吧，就是差不多就是这种状态。
Brahmati Bhumati Brahmati Bhumati Bhagavan Ji Guru Krishna Sadi by Bhakti Latavit Lord Chaitanya said that the living entity is wandering through many species in different universes. You know, for who knows how long. But then by the mercy of Krishna he gets a guru, and by mercy of Krishna he gets.The mercy of Guru, we guess, Krishna.
那么这个主柴达尼马哈巴布他就讲到了，他就说呢，就是这个生物体啊，它在这个各种各样的生命形式中，在各个宇宙中不断的在漫游。那么其实我们并不知道，就是这样的一个灵魂，它都已经漫游了多长的时间了。但是呢，在 Krishna 的仁慈之下，他遇到了一位 Guru。那么在 Guru 的仁慈之下呢，他又得到了 Krishna.
But we don't remember. Krishna tells Arjuna. Arjuna said, "How did you talk to the sun god? The sun god is older than you."
但是呢，我们都不记得了。那就像 Arjuna 他问 Krishna， 你怎么可能把这个知识讲述给太阳神听呢？太阳神都比您的岁数大。
And Arjuna said, "We've had many births, both of us, but." I remember them, but you don't remember.
然后Krishna 就是说呢，说咱俩呀，其实都有很多很多的这个生世，但是呢，区别就在于你已经不记得所有的这些投生了，而我却记得。
So we get information from Krishna. We don't remember all these things. We don't want to remember. Just be completely confusing. It's hard enough when we just remember our path, this life.But to speak if we remembering other lives, we don't want to do that.
所以呢，我们所要了解的就是每次都是 Krishna 向我们提供了我们需要知道的这些信息，而我们对于其他之前所发生的事情呢，我们其实是都不记得了。事实上，我们也根本就不想记得，因为如果我们要是记得所有的这些生事的话，那我们就彻底的会处在非常非常困惑的状态。那么即便是我们就在这一生中所记得这些事情已经够我们这个挣扎和折腾的了，所以如果我们要是记住所有的这些生死的话，那就会非常的痛苦。 Then Marge, the question, a common question is that 因为听说奉献者不是一时就能够一世就能够回到灵性世界，都需要再投生人然后再休息，所以想知道人死后灵魂如何能够投生到人身。The course, I heard that the devotees are not able to go back to the spiritual world in one lifetime. They have to come back again and practice again. So I really want to know how to make sure for the soul to get a human body.
Don't worry about that. You can go back to Gaia.
You can.
In this life, Krishna says, for one who remembers me at the time of death, and Lord Chaitanya also said, if you're chanting at the time of death, Prabhupada said, if you just continue your devotional practices your whole life, he'll take you. It's a special mercy.
The Maharaj 说呢，就是你不用担心。那么这个说你不用担心你这一世是不是回得去灵性世界。事实上，你是回得去的，在这一世。那么原因呢，就是由于主 Krishna 他做出的承诺，就是当你在死亡之时，如果你要是记着我的话，那么你就能够来到我的身边。如 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 他也给我们的承诺就是，如果你要是不断的去念诵主 Krishna 的圣名的话，你就能够去到他那里。那然后Srila Prabhupada 他给我们的这个承诺就是，如果我们要是不断的去从事奉献服务，不断的念诵圣名的话，我们也是可以回到主 Krishna 的身边的。所以说呢，这个是主 Krishna 在这个年代所给予我们的特别的仁慈。那么这样的仁慈呢，在其他的年代是没有的。Maharaj.
All right. So
yeah. Thank you.
And, you know, this is a special mercy. Prabhupada said, don't waste time, you know. We want to go back to Godhead, but we have to hear about Krishna and we have to want to go there. You know, if we want to have a human birth again, but you never know what's going to happen. You know, you might get entangled in some way. So just focus on, you know, connecting with Krishna, chanting the holy name.
所以说呢，这个是 Krishna 他所给我们的特别的仁慈，而且呢，主Srila Prabhupada他也对我们讲，就是我们要时刻的有这种想要回到 Krishna 身边的这种愿望，然后呢要不要浪费我们的时间，然后呢要去念诵 Krishna。 因为如果我们要是想着这一世不行，然后我们等着下一世再投生，可是下一世我们是没有办法去确保我们能够得到怎么样的这个生命的，所以说就最好就在这一生就非常努力的去休息，去记住 Krishna。
All right.
Yes.
Just keep chanting.
所以那叫不断的念诵。So, Marge, we have all of the questions to be covered by you. Thank you so much.
All right. Hi. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Jai.
Thank you so much.
Just a minute. So, oh, yao, on, yao, we, you, we, they, song, song, day.
Jai. So, the 荣耀都归于聚会的奉献者。
So, yao, on, yao, go, we, you, we, they, song, song, day.
Perfect.
Not perfect, but
it is very good.
At least you could understand if I can get just Chinese. Important thing to remember that.
Marge, sorry, Marge, here is one more question from Radhananda Mataji.
All right.
Hare Krishna.真正的顶拜敬爱的 Gurudeva， 请问念诵圣名能够培养所有的好品质，但是很多年过去了，发现自己并没有培养出 多少好品性，这是为什么呢？受限制的灵魂如何体会到自己的受限制越来越少呢？Hare Krishna, please accept my very humble obeisances to you, dear Srila Gurudev. So my question is that it is said that if we are chanting the holy name, we can cultivate all the beautiful qualities. But after chanting this many years, I find I still don't have any good qualities to be cultivated. Why is that? And also as a conditioned soul, how can we actually can experience that we have less and less, how to really experience that the condition, the situation to be eliminated? Thank you.
Just keep going. We think we've been chanting for many years. We think I've been chanting for 10 years, oh, it's such a long time. But it's nothing. We've been in Maya, we've been in the material world for millions of years.
就是持续不断的接着去做就好了，因为我们觉得好像我都已经念诵圣名念了十年了，念的时间可真够长的，但事实上我们已经在玛雅已经混了不知道好几百万年的这种时间了，所以这十年跟这好几百万年时间相比起来，这根本就不算什么。
But Lord Chaitanya said Nam Namakari Bahudana Disarvishati, butBecause I make offenses while I'm chanting, I'm not getting the full result. So if we can think and just pray to Krishna, help me.
而且朱彩丹尼马哈帕布他也讲到了，那么就是由于在我们
are developing good qualities. But we have to give up our bad qualities.
对。朱彩丹尼马哈帕布呢，他说呢，就是由于我们在念诵的时候有这种冒犯，所以说呢，我没有办法得到在圣名中里面能够给予的全然的益处，所以呢，我们就要向这个 Krishna 使劲的去祈祷，祈祷他能够让我们能够培养出好的品质，不要再冒犯了。
Hi, okay.
Yes.
Everybody is.Developing good quality, of course, a humble devotee thinks I'm all bad. Usually people are really bad, they think I'm perfect, I'm great, Ishparaham aham bogi, Siddhoham balavansuki, I'm perfect, powerful, and happy. That's how the demons think. The devotees think I'm good, I'm fine.
那么作为这个奉献者呢，他本来就是有好的品质的，因为他是非常的谦卑的，就是因为他谦卑，所以说呢他总是觉得自己没有好的品质，那么这个恶魔他就会觉得他自己已经处在一个非常完美的一个状态了，而且呢他都处在一个这个品行高尚的一个状态，但是奉献者就不会，奉献者始终觉得自己做得不好，始终都会向 Krishna 去祈祷。
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna,
Hare Krishna.
Hare
Rama, 刚才那个找到那个第十节了，你还要跟咕噜说一下吗？
我就不用了，亲爱的，就那个咕噜他刚才其实说了，就是他不知道。然后呢，刚才这位妈大姐，她其实她后面她又问了她为什么要问这个问题的原因，那咕噜也回答了，所以我觉得不用再请咕噜再说这件事了，你觉得呢？
好的，好的。
So can I go now?
Yes, 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 Maharaj. Please, thank you so much.
Thank you, Maharaj.
Thank you, Maharaj. 外观大知音，服务员员聆听，各位尊敬的奉献者，那我们今天的早课呢，就到此结束了。非常非常的感谢咖啡穿着 Maharaj 为我们的精彩讲述及为问题的耐心的解答，感恩所有的奉献者的这么好的问题，专注的聆听，然后呢，我也抱歉，就是有的时候在翻译的时候可能就弄不准这个意思，所以呢，就沟通的不是特别的准确。我再接再厉，使劲的再休息一下。那么非常谢谢萨提玛拉吉为我们安排的这么好的平台，祝大家在 Krishna 知觉之中度过一个非常美妙的吉祥的 Ekadasi 的周五。Hare Krishna。